Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
We are within months of a national election which will determine whether the U.S. exists as we have always known it or whether it will be fundamentally changed. Yes, we've heard that many times in the past, but there is no doubt this election is different. Just look at the riots in many major U.S. cities. Just look at the radical bills that have been passed in the Democratic-controlled U.S. House. Just look at the number of self-proclaimed Democratic socialists who have been elected, even here in PA. Why is socialism being so readily embraced by millennials? Is there a difference between socialism and communism? We'll address those issues and others in today's program. My guest today is Bob Knight. He is a writer for the Timothy Plan, a columnist for the Washington Times, townhall.com, and onenewsnow.com. Bob has also written 10 books. Thanks, Bob, for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Diane.
So we have seen the country change right before our eyes in just the last few months of this year, with cities burning, cries for defunding the police, tearing down statues, vandalizing monuments. How did we ever get here?
Oh, that's a very good question. And the short answer is that it's been several decades of indoctrination in America's schools by Marxists such as Howard Zinn, who wrote The People's History of the United States, and like-minded so-called scholars who have portrayed America as a bad place, inspired only by racism, profoundly unequal, and the real problem in the world. I mean, children in America have been sold the idea that they live in an evil country. And you can see it with so many young people clueless about America's exceptional qualities. You know, if you love something, you don't criticize it continually and want something entirely different. You might constructively criticize in hopes of improving it, but that's not what we're seeing today. We're seeing people wanting to overthrow our free republic, get rid of all the institutions that maintain our freedom, and replace it with a top-down, centralized state that's supposed to promise equality and prosperity for all. It's pretty scary to see so many people who have been brainwashed into thinking that socialism, which is really communism when you come down to it, would provide a better way of life for them, more equality. It would not. It would just lead to the kind of things we've seen in communist countries, which is mass misery, mass murder, nations turning into prisons where you can't leave if you want. I mean, the list is endless. And if these kids, when I say kids, I mean 20-somethings, 30-somethings, if they only knew history, they wouldn't remotely flirt with socialism, much less communism.
And those terms are really interchangeable. I mean, you look at the USSR, that was the United Socialist. Socialist was in the official title of the USSR.
Oh, that's right. And Marx said socialism is a way station in the way to communism, and so did Lenin. And they made it clear that it really wasn't any difference. It's just communism really is the end stage. It's when you start shooting people that disagree with you and jail them.
Wow.
And we've seen that in Venezuela.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically have a communist government now, and it was elected, and people had no idea. They thought it was this benevolent socialism, but now they see that it's destroyed their country, made it one of the poorest countries in the world, has led to the end of democracy as we know it down there. The media has been throttled or taken over by the government. People are being tortured by secret police. I mean, it has all the hallmarks of a communist country.
Yeah, and I mean, that country has completely been turned upside down from what it used to be, a prosperous country, to what it is now, people starving, waiting in bread lines to get some food.
Yeah, killing zoo animals.
Yeah.
It's horror.
Wow.
It's horrific. And you look at the people who are leftists in America, and they're looking on going, oh, quit picking on Venezuela. You know, they're just being progressive.
progressive,
yeah. Yeah, and same with the rioters. You mentioned violence at the outset of this segment, and you can't find many Democrats who are critical of the riots that have been tearing apart cities, the mass looting, the murders. 17 people were killed in these riots in the first month. The media seemed to take no interest in that. They just want to keep going back to George Floyd, and as if his is the only life that matters.
Yeah. When the rioting first started, the media covered a lot of what was taking place in the various cities, and the destruction of monuments and statues being torn down and such as that. But I think as they saw it hurting the Democrats, this is my theory, as the continual coverage of the rioting was taking place in the media, I think the media saw that it was hurting the Democrats, so they pulled away and turned their attention back to COVID-19, which is a whole different issue.
I think you're right, Diane. I mean, that's what's happened. I mean, well, it's all part of a whole. It's the idea is to keep America in chaos until November.
Yeah.
And they hope to elect Joe Biden and take over all of Congress. And suddenly all these crises will disappear. Mm-hmm. You can count on it. Because the media will no longer report on them.
Right.
They'll be just as bad, if not worse, but the media won't let you know that.
Yeah, that's what's happening. The cities are still being destroyed, but the media is not covering it anymore. Now, I'm going to just quickly throw out a couple bad bills that the U.S. House has passed. The Equality Act, which we've heard a lot about the Equality Act. But what about the Pride Act, promoting respect for individuals' dignity and equality? That was passed in July of last year, and my understanding that there were no objections from GOP House members.
Well, that's the thing. The GOP is running scared, and they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I think if they spoke up and told us what's at stake, which is our very freedoms, people would rally behind them. But they're so used to the media tearing them apart, mm-hmm. taking them out of context, they're afraid to tell the truth.
Yeah.
So we have to elect people who are not afraid to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And no matter how well they put it, the media will take them out of context.
Yeah.
And look at President Trump.
Oh, I know.
You know, I have to read the Washington Post every day for what I do. I'm in Northern Virginia. And they have at least 15 anti-Trump headlines in every edition.
Oh, my goodness.
Several on the front page. They're clearly right out of the editorial pages, not news pages.
Not news,
but they've blurred the difference now. They're not even pretending to print news anymore. They're just attacking Trump no matter what he does every day. It's really sloppy.
Yeah.
You know, if I wanted to be sly about it, I wouldn't be so obvious about the overt anti-Trump propaganda. It looks very childish to me, and I'm thinking this is why people have no respect for the media anymore. They've overreached. They're clearly in the pocket of the Democratic Party, and people have moved on to other sources of news. I mean, look at Fox News.
Oh,
it's crushing the opposition in the evening hours with Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity.
Right.
Their numbers keep growing because people are tired of being lied to.
Hopefully that'll translate into extra interest in the November election. Well, that's my hope.
I would think so. Yeah. Well, people need to know what's at stake here, and I think key demographic will be churches. And, you know, the pastors need to quit being shy about this and saying, well, you know, we don't want to take sides. Just get out and be sure to register to vote. And no, they have to tell people what you have in November is a choice between preserving America or embracing communism. Can I put that any more clearly?
Yeah.
You know, and of course, people say, oh, that's McCarthy-esque. You know, you can say that. But if you look at the evidence, look at Karen Bass. In the top tier of potential vice presidential candidates for Joe Biden, she went to Cuba 16 times. She gushed over Fidel Castro. She said her mentor was a communist, the education director of the party in Southern California. This is a communist.
Yeah.
This isn't just a real liberal person or even a socialist, a democratic socialist. This is an outright communist who's in the top tier. And if you look at all the candidates around Joe Biden, they all have hard left credentials, either backgrounds with hard left groups or connections to hard left groups. So America needs to know that the Democratic Party is not their grandfather's Democratic Party anymore.
Sure.
Yeah, it's gone all the way to the left. I think Donald Trump Jr. put it best when he said this election will be between freedom and communism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's overstating it.
No, I don't think it is either. I mean, the way that Democrats, even in the last 4 years, I mean, they have shown their true colors with their continual attacks on President Trump and with the media time that AOC gets and her...
Yeah.
You know, the other ones in the squad.
The squad,
And their influence on the Democratic Party. I mean, it's almost as if Nancy Pelosi is afraid of losing the party, of losing her power. So she's going along with their far, far, far left ideas. Bernie Sanders is right in there with his socialist ideas. So it is truly frightening. I know you have a statement in your book, Liberty on the Brink. The country has gone a long way towards dissolution because Christians have been silent. So you're saying the answer is pastors in the church.
Yeah, and that includes black pastors.
Yeah.
They really ought to open their Bibles and look to see which party, what God commends and what God expects as far as morality, and see which party reflects it better. This is what my pastor did in the last election. He didn't endorse any candidates, although he has the freedom to do that. It's a myth that they can't do that. That's the Johnson Amendment, and it's never been taken seriously by the IRS.
Right.
But pastors hide behind it and don't, and they need to direct their flocks, because if their flocks think politics isn't important, they won't get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our survival here.
Yeah.
So what he did was he said, okay, I'll tell you what, you choose, I'll just show you what they stand for. And he put up the Democratic Party platform, key elements, and the Republican Party platform. And the contrast couldn't have been clearer.
Yeah.
The Democrats were for the entire LGBTQ agenda. They were for abortion right up to the point of birth and beyond, according to some Democrats.
Right.
They were for massive redistribution of wealth. They were attacks on private property, free press. I mean, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Republicans stood for basically biblical values. And I still think pastors could look at that and say, now do the right thing and vote Republican, or vote for your Republican candidate.
Right.
But if they're too shy to do that, they ought to say, get a hold of a voter guide, make a comparison, and then do the right thing. But there is a stark choice now. And if you don't think the world would be different if Chuck Schumer becomes the majority leader in the Senate and Joe Biden starts appointing judges, then you haven't been paying attention.
No, that's for sure. But I agree, too many pastors are afraid to do that, but they need to realize this year, of just how very important it is that they give their flock the information that they need so that they can make an educated decision when it comes to voting. And that's extremely important.
Yeah, they can't be beating around the bush anymore.
No, they can't.
And now, hoping people catch on.
Yeah. So there's a big push for the mail-in ballots, especially by the Democrats. And, of course, the Republicans are jumping on board, unfortunately, in my book. Do you think that we should, in fact, be concerned about voter fraud and the use of mail-in ballots? Just last October, Governor Wolf signed into law here in PA a bill that allowed mail-in ballots. Prior to that, they were not legal. You could do the absentee ballots, but not the mail-ins. So everything was supposed to be in place by April primary, which was postponed to June 2nd because of COVID. But from, you're talking about 6 months, you're supposed to get everything in place for mail-in ballots to be done correctly. And we had issues, of course, with the June 2nd election with the mail-ins. But do you think that mail-in ballots is quite possibly a way that the Democrats could steal the election as President Trump is concerned about?
Oh, I think that's plan A. They honestly believe they can't. Their issues are not compelling for most Americans, and most Americans don't like the violence going on in the cities and the talk of confiscation of incomes. The whole left-wing Democratic slate. So what they want to do is do mass mail-in balloting, and for that, it's the easiest way to commit fraud. And it violates the heart of our election system, which is the secret ballot. When you do mass mailings, you don't know who's on the other end and who gets hold of the ballot. They don't even want voter ID. This is why it's different from absentee ballots. Absentee ballots require you proving who you are so you can obtain the ballot and later mail it in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so people who are going away and won't be there on election day
or
disabled
like that,
or something. Yeah, you have to have that.
Right.
But to do a mass mailing, not knowing who's on the other end and not requiring any ID, that, you ever heard of the Australian ballot? What the Australian ballot is, the idea that nobody can tell you who to vote for. You're in the voting booth yourself. You get to vote the way you want. You can't be told by a union goon or even a corporate goon who to vote for. The Australians came up with a secret ballot. So this ends the secret ballot. This ends a mainstay of election security if you just do mass mailings. And then we've already seen the mess in Michigan. And let's see, where was the other one? They just had another election. They're still counting.
New York.
Still counting. It was in June, and they still don't know who the victor was. They're still coming up with ballots.
Yeah, I know there's one bill that's been introduced here in PA that would allow the mail-in ballots to be, as long as it was postmarked by 8 p.m. on election night, they could have up to eight days after the election to be received by the county courthouse. Like, what?
Yeah.
Americans don't want to wait 8+ days to find out who won an election. I mean, that's just not the American way at all.
Oh, and that's just for the arrival of the ballots.
That's
true.
Who
knows how long it would take to count them? I think it would put the election in jeopardy for a month or so. You know, I remember back in 2000 when the Al Gore-George Bush election was hanging in the balance for those hanging chads
hanging
in Florida.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Supreme Court got it right. They stopped what the Democrats were doing, which was, or the local Supreme Court stopped it, which was they were counting in a very partisan manner.
Yeah.
And they were trying to steal the election.
Yeah.
What a lot of people don't realize who say, well, Al Gore really won, is that a couple studies have been done of that election, and including a consortium of major media, including the New York Times, and the Washington Post, and the LA Times, and they found that George Bush did, in fact, win the election in Florida, and thus the national election. So, but, you know, to this day, Democrats will say, yeah, Bush stole the election.
Yeah, well did those newspapers have a big headline the next day about their what they found out?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, they skipped that part.
Yeah. No, they have plenty of headlines about how the it appeared to be that Bush slipped in and with nefarious ways. You know, the media are just lock, stock, and barrel dedicated to a Democratic victory at all levels. Local.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about that. I know, back to the LGBT issue, recently a spokesman for the Pennsylvania Democratic Party says that the LGBT community is a cornerstone of the Democratic Party.
So of course it is.
That should be a major concern for everyone who attends a Bible-believing church.
Yeah, they don't realize that when you take biblical morality and you reassign it as a form of bigotry, and then bring the civil rights apparatus against it, you're turning ordinary Christians into criminals.
Yeah.
It's that serious. Yeah. It isn't just some bakers. It isn't just some wedding planners. This is every workplace in America. And now that the Supreme Court did that horrible cave-in, thanks to Neil Gorsuch, of all people, warping the Civil Rights Act and including gender identity and sexual orientation, something that was never intended when it was passed.
Yeah. I mean,
this is right up there with Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
And it will have a huge impact. It's already having impact. The Bostock ruling.
Yeah.
You see that a court just came out, and a federal court saying that all schools in America have to allow people to choose the restroom of their choice based on how they feel about their gender, not who they really are. It's like they're running roughshod over everybody's rights as long as the LGBTQ activists are happy. We're going to see a lot more of that. I mean, this was like the Lawyers Enabling Act, this Bostock ruling.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, not only are they running roughshod over rights, but the biology is being thrown out, the real biology is being thrown out the window when it comes to the transgender issue.
Yeah. You know, these are the same people who say, well, why don't we look to science for the answers? So you look to biology and they go, oh, well, not that science.
Yeah.
You know, if that man thinks he's a woman, then he's a woman. And what's your idea of bringing up that he's actually a guy who's got a mental problem?
Yeah.
Which is what it is.
Yeah, like our Pennsylvania health secretary. Yes.
Yes, that's right. I've seen pictures of
whatever
that person is.
Wow,
it's ridiculous.
It is.
It's done deliberately to confuse people and to basically shake a finger in the eye of God.
Mm-hmm.
And a fist in the eye of God and say,
absolutely,
you know nothing, God. You're no longer in charge. We will make up morality as we see it.
Yeah.
And the more bizarre, the better. And no one can say otherwise because we're arranging the law.
Yeah.
And this is what Democrats are doing all over the country. We're rigging the laws so that if you tell the truth, you'll be in jail eventually.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, this is very serious stuff, Diane. This is you vote Democrat, you're basically voting to criminalize Christianity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And usher in communism. It's that serious.
Right. Your most recent books are The Coming Communist Wave and Liberty on the Brink. How can folks get a hold of these books?
Pretty easily. Just go to roberthknight.com.
Okay, Robert H.
That's
Knight.
It's my blog.
Okay, roberthknight.com. And I do encourage folks to get those because they are fantastic. They're easy reads, and the folks can also contact you through the website.
They can do that.
Okay.
Or they can email me at robertknight4@gmail.com. That's the number 4, robertknight4 radioshows@gmail.com. I love to hear from people who listen to radio shows. Okay. A lot of them make comments that I later can investigate and use when I write my columns.
Good.
Fantastic. So I appreciate feedback.
Source material.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot, Bob.
Okay.
And you be safe out there in the D.C. area.
Yeah, you too, Diane. God bless you for what you're doing.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.